Monkey D. Luffy.
Welcome to our new podcast. I'm Abby.
I'm Joseph.
And we're gonna be talking about
One Piece.
the famous anime One Piece.
Yeah.
We're gonna be sorry. We're gonna be skipping all the fillers arcs. We're just gonna go to, through the canon. So how did you get introduced to One Piece, Joseph?
I've heard a lot about it from various different people, but I've just never gotten into it. But my wife has introduced me to it.
Yeah. So what did you know about One Piece from before?
That it has a billion episodes that never end.
That's what you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's about pirates that are searching for treasure.
And you have watched the live action?
Yes, I enjoyed that.
You enjoyed that,
Yeah.
so that's all he's going on. What I have been watching One Piece, I calculated for 14 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and
That's
it is
actually
crazy.
crazy.
It is crazy, but it's not on always, like on.
What, on and off?
Yeah, on and off.
I can't even watch a 14 series like program, let alone 14 years.
Yeah, but you've been watching Walking Dead, so.
Yeah, I'm not even on the, I'm on season 11, I think.
Jeez.
And that's probably the longest like show I've watched for that long.
Do you remember? So when you was watching the live action, and you watched the anime. Did you remember the names?
Yeah, Monkey D. Luffy, Nami, and Zoro.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know what I need?
And Shanks as well.
Oh, Shanks.
Yeah.
You know.
And it was actually good. Like, I thought it drove the story well. And that might be beneficial because I watched the live action, so I was aware of like, oh, I've seen these bits, but not as detailed as the anime.
Right.
But yeah, enjoying it so far. Obviously, there
Yeah.
was a few moments where it was dragging, don't get me wrong, I'll be honest, but
He fell asleep. He
yeah,
fell asleep for a bit.
forgive me, I was out last night too, so that don't
Yeah.
help. But it's enjoyable. Like, there's definitely some moments where it kept me up, and I'm like, yeah, I want to know what's next. And yeah.
Okay, so let's start on episode one. You remember it?
Yeah, that's when we got introduced to Luffy, yes.
In episode one,
Yeah.
you see Nami, in it.
Briefly,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's very weird because
Yeah.
in I've read the manga too,
Yeah.
so if she doesn't come in until
Later on, isn't
yeah
it? Yeah.
later on. So it's very weird that she's the first Straw Hat that we ever see,
Yeah.
but and.
Oh wait, is the gang Straw Hat gang or something? You said that she's the first Straw Hat we see.
Yeah, they're the crew.
The crew, Straw Hat crew.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that's what they're called.
You didn't?
No, I knew like Monkey D. Luffy has the Straw Hat, but I didn't know
Yeah.
that's what the
I
crew name
mean,
was.
it's the crew,
The
it's
Straw Hat.
the
Okay.
buggy, the
Yeah,
pirate
okay.
pirate. Yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny because you mentioned the live action. You know, in the live action,
Yeah.
Abida,
Wait, who's that
Abida,
again? The one with the pink hair?
larger woman.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we're in this era of wokeness, so in the live action, they don't say fat.
Oh, of course,
They
yeah,
don't mention fat.
the
So not wokeness of maybe inclusiveness,
yeah, that's
and
one.
so they've never mentioned fat.
Yeah.
Luffy. But Luffy says, listen, there's a fat lady over there. And she, what's her name? Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe, that I forgot about Kobe
Yeah, used to be part of his her crew.
as well, yeah.
And
I actually like his character.
you like Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's who will come back
Oh, yeah,
again.
I thought they X'd him out already, but
Yeah,
yeah, it makes sense.
no,
Okay,
he will
cool.
come back.
Yeah.
What did you think about Luffy saying gum gum before he attacks or when he's fighting, saying
Oh,
gum gum?
I think it, I don't know if that's the correct word. Is it trope where like a character in anime has to
Mm-hmm.
say, has to introduce their power move or something like
Yeah.
that? So obviously when he first said it, I didn't understand, but then the next scene or the episode, like the next shot was of him expanding himself. So I was like, okay, cool. That's his sort of power move, and he calls it out before he does it.
Yeah,
So I
he
was like, you
calls
know
it
what?
out before.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I've sort of seen, you know, that in other sort of animes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His power's gum gum, you
Yeah,
know.
like that stretch it,
It's called gum gum.
yeah.
In the Japanese, it's gomu gomu.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
yeah, so he says, he mentioned to Kirby that I'm gonna be the Pirate King
Yeah.
and I'm going to need 10 guys on my crew,
Yeah.
and
Find the One Piece.
yeah.
And Kobe bursted out laughing.
Yeah, not laughing, but
Yeah.
he was shocked, you know.
Yeah.
And
Even I bursted out laughing because it's almost, how many episodes now? You've seen for 14 years? 14 years and it still has,
14
that's
years,
crazy.
14 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's very good. I love it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing on the earth.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know.
Like, I'm a Harry Potter fan,
Yeah.
but Harry Potter doesn't come close to
Really?
One Piece, no.
Oh.
Yeah. And
What would you say, that's the best anime you've ever sort of like, you know, taken interest in?
to be honest, the anime is a bit hit and miss, but the manga,
Wow,
yeah, it's very, very good.
okay.
But I still love it. Don't get me wrong. I can watch it. This is my maybe fifth time watching these episodes.
What, rewatching?
Yeah, rewatching these
So when you say
episodes.
14 years, do you mean you've watched it, completed it, and then
Yeah,
rewatched
yeah,
again?
yeah.
Okay.
So,
Okay. Damn.
do you remember the barrel?
Yes, that was
Yeah,
yours in, yeah.
yeah.
What's the significance of that? I didn't understand like why he was in that, and like it took him so long. Well, it took quite a long time for him to pop up.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they were like trying to foreshadow it,
Yeah.
like just do it, you know,
Yeah.
just make
Oh,
him.
and also, quick question.
Yeah.
When we got introduced to the barrel, it was in the water. Where did that actually, like, I remember the scene, but where did that come from?
There was a where was the barrel?
Yeah, because I remember seeing it in the water and the guys were trying to bring it up.
Yeah,
But
because
what boat was that coming from?
literally just the scene before,
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in the anime, but
I don't
the
think it.
scene before there
And
was
then
a
he just,
whirlpool.
yeah, well, for yeah.
Yeah. And so he jumped in the barrel to, so
Oh,
in
I
the
see.
manga,
Yeah.
that's how it starts. He not starts, but he jumps in the
Yeah, I
barrel.
don't think I saw that in
Yeah,
the. Okay,
okay.
makes sense.
All right. All right.
Because I was just like, where did it come from? If
Yeah.
that,
So he jumped in the barrel to save himself.
yeah. Right, okay.
And so you like Kobe.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, what do you think about Alvida as the first villain in the anime?
I feel like great choice in having her as the first villain
Why?
because she was a bit ruthless, but she was, I didn't really find her like terrifying, if that makes sense. I felt she was just right to introduce us to like bigger characters, even though she's like a big person. Joking. But I found her more amusing rather than like scary, if that makes sense, yeah. And I feel like that's probably the best way to, because the her comrades made her seem like the scariest, but because she wanted that title, like the scariest person, the biggest, the baddest, but evidently she actually
Beautiful,
wasn't it.
most beautiful.
Oh geez, yeah. But evidently she was none of those things she thought she was.
Okay.
And yeah, that was, yeah, I feel like she was a good short-term villain to be introduced,
Okay,
yeah.
that's good. Let's go into discuss episode two.
Yeah.
The villain of that episode was Captain Morgan. Do you remember
Yes.
him?
Yeah.
He's called Action Morgan.
Yeah.
And the Nepo baby.
The who?
Nepo baby. Helmeppo. Helmeppo.
Who's that? I'm confused.
It's so funny. That's so funny because he comes back and anyway.
Yeah.
And Helmeppo, he's the Atsan Morgan's son.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, my daddy, my daddy.
I like his character in the live action rather than the anime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
definitely.
remember him
Yeah, in the live
from that,
action, yeah.
yeah? And yeah, he's the worst. He's
Yeah.
the worst. And Nami.
Yeah, we got, yeah.
Again,
Yeah.
like, it's like she's
Saw her a
not,
little bit of her, but
yeah,
yeah, she wasn't really
she's
introduced, yeah.
like, she's following them.
Yeah.
I don't get why. But and Zoro being tied up.
Oh, it's because she wanted to get the map, isn't it? That's why.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, yeah.
Because
So
Captain Morgan had it.
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I wasn't paying
Yeah.
attention too much. But yeah. So
So it kind of
Captain.
makes sense, yeah, why we saw her in the second episode a bit more.
Why?
Because
Because
Captain
Nami.
Morgan was obviously the villain in that episode, and he was the first person who we were introduced to with
Yeah.
knowing that he's got the map.
He's
And
got the map.
yeah.
But Baggy had the map.
Oh, so what happened is, so Captain Morgan had them had what we thought was the map,
Yeah.
but his map led us to,
Buggy.
yeah, basically, yeah. So I
Okay.
guess it didn't, yeah, you're right. I guess it didn't have the map, yeah.
Right.
But he had the first clue,
Right.
yeah,
So,
leading to the map.
what do you think about Zoro?
Zoro, do you know what it is? Great question. I do love and hate his character at the same time, only because there's that, you know, sense of like, oh, I promised my sister. Is it his sister that he promised?
No,
Or
it's okay.
who is it to him?
There's someone that
Okay, yeah, he
promised.
promised this person that he's gonna be the greatest swordsman, but then it's like he gets injured, and I know it's like, of course he's gonna get injured, but I just feel like, even when characters are like, you know, when they know it's like, oh, it's Zoro, like they're scared, they're like, oh my God, they're surprised, they're shocked, and then something happened, and then he'll get stabbed or something.
Oh,
I just feel
okay.
like it should be invincible, like that's
All
how.
right,
'Cause
right.
remember, he's got like three swords as well. I just feel like having three swords and still getting injured is a bit. I don't
That
know.
doesn't make sense, but yeah.
No, to me, I just feel
Right.
like live up to that name. Zoro is like a name. It's like, I don't know, like, you know, I'm into names, so like
Yeah.
Zoro is a powerful name. It just sounds powerful to me.
Okay.
But I just feel like, yeah, I don't know. He's a great character. However, there's still a few weaknesses which I
Right.
dislike. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get
Back to
more
that. Yeah.
to
Yeah.
Zora of Zora.
And even in the live action too,
Yeah,
the
you
ending.
liked it?
Yeah, but the ending, do you remember the ending?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know if
What
it's well.
happened?
Like, He's, I'm not sure if he dies, but he gets like really stabbed badly.
Okay.
Like really, really badly.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Because he's trying to live up to the. Oh, but maybe it's because. I'm only saying this because obviously I've seen 8 episodes of the
Live
anime.
action, yeah.
So.
Oh, the live action on the anime.
No, so I'm talking about the anime
Yeah.
now. However, he's probably going to progressively get better. And do you know what I mean? The
Yeah.
things I'm saying now, that might
Yeah.
be because his journey has to progress.
Right,
So, of course, he has to
yeah.
get injured and stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, and what do you think of Zora's Jean? That's funny.
knowing that there's 1,000 episodes and he
Yeah.
still hasn't reached his
Oh my God.
like that's the only thing for me, it's like attain something. Like
I don't understand what you're talking about.
what I'm trying to say is like if there's 1,000 episodes,
Yeah.
I would think that surely by episode 200 you've reached to a level where you've attained the treasure, the One Piece treasure.
I wasn't even talking about, I was talking about Zoro, but
We didn't.
I said Zoro.
Okay.
Zoro's dream.
Oh, so it's, oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm talking. I
Yeah.
think said Leafy. Whoops. I'm new to this, guys. Forgive me. Zoro's dream of becoming the greatest swordsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great dream because he's the only one with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only one with it. Okay,
Yeah, he's the
fine.
only one with it, yeah.
And dreams in general.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dreamer. I'm very optimistic, so I think it's good. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like the show kind of sells dreams, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
It's like,
Cause
ho like have hope that good things
definitely.
are going to happen and looking forward to the future and all that stuff.
Also, what do you think about the sword in Zora's mouth?
Yeah, it's crazy because one time when he started talking, they
Yeah.
obviously had to emphasize the fact that he's got
Yeah,
something in his
start
mouth.
talking about in the anime, in the Japanese version, they don't speak like that, just speak normally. And the author said that the person who wrote the manga said that he talks with his heart, so that's why he doesn't, that's why he can talk.
Okay.
So, and
Does he actually get to use that
what?
specific knife?
What?
Like, as
The sword.
in, yeah, sorry, sword, yeah. Does he actually get to use it?
Who?
Like, Zoro.
Who's what?
The one in his mouth. Because obviously, when you're fighting, he's
Oh,
got two in his hands, right? In each hand.
yeah.
I just can't
He
imagine,
does,
like,
yeah, he
okay.
does, yeah.
Like, twisting his neck and
Yeah,
then,
he
yeah.
does
Oh,
twist
okay.
the deck, yeah. And Morgan saying, everyone who put your gun in your mouth and shoot yourself.
Yeah,
That
no, that was
was so funny. I was like, whoa, okay.
a bit wild. Yeah, I feel like they tried to, well, the author probably tried to make all the villains like extreme.
Yeah,
It's like there's no
definitely.
balance. It's either you're like, low, high.
And let's move on to the flashback episode.
Flashback episode,
Yeah,
just remind me again.
it's Shanks and
Oh,
Luffy
okay.
meet not meeting, but Luffy talking to Shanks
Yeah,
and his crew.
yeah.
And that's where he gets all his Luffy gets all his ideals from, of
Right, okay.
crews and like
Right,
what
okay,
friendship,
yeah.
what you do for friends, and what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty interesting. Really good. I feel like those flashbacks really drove it for me and kept me more like wanting to know more. And it's obviously interesting to know the background as well of like the main character, so that was really good to see. And yeah, Shanks is a very cool character, like very
Yeah.
calm and collective. I like how they presented his character.
Even though he's calm and collected,
Yeah.
he's also goofy a bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh
Yeah.
took Luffy. And but I definitely liked it when he said, "But if you hurt my friends,
Like, oh yeah, that's when, yeah.
yeah."
It's like there's certain aspects like that he believes, like if you do this, then yeah, I'll take your life, something like that.
And did you notice when the sea monster and it
Yeah.
bit off his arm?
I didn't see that bit,
Yeah.
but also there was a moment where the sea monster, I don't know, maybe saw his scar or something next to his eye, and then it was like really scared.
Yeah.
What's the story
So like it's very, 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 very important. This is
there?
the first time we ever see it,
Okay. Okay.
but it comes back later
Okay.
on and
What, they're all scared? What, sea monsters? Because
what?
how sea monsters know that this guy is?
Exactly.
So
So what
what?
do you have to have like to scare off a sea monster?
Obviously, they're focusing in his eyes.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. So it's just something to
oh, like a
bear in
stare.
mind.
Oh, okay.
And
Oh, I thought you were gonna go and deal with that
no,
one,
I'm not gonna
but
spoil it for you.
okay. Okay.
I just bear it in mind and remember that. And so let's go on to Mountain Bandits. Sorry.
Yeah, very short-lived.
Yeah.
The greatest scene there was when Shanks's crew, I think Shanks said something like, guns are not made for, not warning, or like,
Not made for.
what was the word he said? Guns are not made for threats or something like that. They're
Yeah.
used for action. And then like one of Shanks's guys just shot the one of the, that
Yeah.
was, I like that scene.
Yeah.
It's like, get to it. And also Shanks as well, it's like, he's a man of action, but it's like his crew member does it rather than like him, obviously, except for the time when he
Definitely.
was in the war with the sea monster. But that was nice to see too.
Definitely. Teamwork, you know, makes a dream
Yeah, that's
work.
it, literally. And that's Shanks's word for word, bar for bar type of like theory,
Gosh, yeah.
though.
Yeah, and I wanted to go back, but co because Nami predicting the weather, that's her.
She predicted the weather.
Yeah.
I didn't even know
You
that.
didn't see it? She
Oh yeah, no, I know what you're talking
came
about, but
back.
was that predicting the weather though, or was it more like her just noticing that it was cloudy over that side though? That
Yeah. So
was pretty cool though, but I didn't see it as like her predicting the weather, but you
I'll say that it is her
know.
predicting the weather because she can, she's a
Navigator.
navigator, so she has to navigate the
Oh
river.
shit,
Yeah.
okay. So it's like, yeah, okay, cool.
Right. And let's go on to the next episode. It's Buggy the Clown. What do you think of him? I know you saw him in that live action.
More hate than
Okay.
like, yeah. But
Definitely.
funny though, he's a funny
Yeah.
character. But I don't know, I'm a bit sensitive, so all those, what's the bombs he's got? What are they called?
Buggy bomb.
Yeah, them, yeah, like doing all of that stuff and blowing up the city and
Yeah.
like, it's like, I get why you're doing it, but it's for me, it's a bit too much. But his character-wise, his ability is like, I don't know, it's kind of invincible in a way,
Yeah.
slightly, yeah. But it's funny though. It's like, you know, you can't. Like, wait, what is it? Remember he said he couldn't fly. He can fly, but then he has to leave his feet
Yeah, you
stationary.
need to
Yeah,
be on
it's
the
like,
floor
yeah.
like a fly.
Yeah, so those bits are funny. But, yeah, not my favorite villain. But, yeah, like, I like his ability. The fact that you can chop him up. Because, obviously, against Zoro, it's like Zoro can't defeat him.
Yeah.
So, that was another aspect. I was like, okay, cool.
And Nami, we get introduced to Nami properly. And what did you think of Nami?
I kind of like the fact that she doesn't like pirates, but then she obviously converts in a way. Not converts fully, but the fact that she,
Teams up.
yeah, teams up, and then obviously I don't really know her full reasons as to like why she's stealing, but she's very aware of herself because she said something to Buggy. She said like, you a thief can't judge another thief,
Yeah.
and I like that when she said that, but she's a bit conniving and sly though. The
Definitely, I'd
first few, I
say,
didn't like though.
bitch.
Yeah, the first
She
few episodes,
was
I didn't
like,
like.
oh,
And also the fact that she tied Luffy up as
Luffy
well, like, I
up,
didn't like. Yeah,
yeah.
it's like, she thinks that Luffy is like the baddest thing that happens, but really and truly, it's like some of the stuff that happened was because of her.
True,
Yeah.
true.
So.
And what about is this the same episode? Can't remember.
Which one? What you got?
The lion and Shishu and the male.
Yeah, Shushu, great little storyline. I actually thought at one point Shushu
Oh.
died because they showed like a scene of like blood splattering on the bone. But yeah, good character. The lion one was a, I don't want to say random, but I get it. It's like you're coming from a what do you call it? Circus.
Circus,
Yeah.
it's a
So I
circus
get it.
thing.
But that was just a bit random, and the way that Luffy obviously killed the lion as well,
Yeah, do you
statistic.
remember in the live action that the lion wasn't
Yeah, of course, that wouldn't make
yeah,
sense.
it wouldn't
Like, yeah,
make sense, but
that can only work in anime.
anime, yeah. And I wanted to talk about the mayor of the town where Buggy destroyed. The mayor and the idea of protecting things that you treasure, and Choo Choo as well. Protecting things that you treasure. And that's a very important theme. Like that hat is Luffy's treasure.
Oh, it's making sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And and protecting someone else's treasure. Luffy protected Choo Choo's treasure and the mayor's treasure and stuff. So it's very important theme. Do you know who sucks?
The male?
No.
Oh,
Cabbagey.
then. Cabbage, you remind me again?
The unicycle.
I
He
mean,
tab.
at first I thought like he was gonna actually like maybe obviously win is a bit wild because he's only got one sword.
No.
But yeah, like his it was a very shit character.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
sucks. Oh, God.
And like the ending was even worse for him.
Yeah. And what about the buggy flashback? So you get a buggy flashback that you fell
Yeah, so
asleep in.
he's just greedy then,
Huh?
because he's greedy because he pretended to eat the devil fruit
Yeah.
because he wanted to sell the actual devil
Yeah.
fruit. But
So.
I don't like people that turn out that way, you know, because I guess he ends up hating Shanks because he obviously had lost the map
Yeah, and
and he
then
ate the devil fruit. I
so
get
he
that,
got
but then he
soon
saved
together.
him. Like,
Yeah,
I don't
right.
like, it's like backstabbing behavior in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Shanks and Buggy was in the same flu,
Yeah, I get
so,
that, yeah. But wait, why was he always a clown though? Because like even
yeah.
before he had the
Nose.
red nose thing,
I
yeah.
was gonna say about
Like, why is
the
that
nose is real. That's his real nose.
like?
The nose is real. That's his real nose. It's not. It's not.
Okay. Oh, so that's why he gets mad when someone says
Yeah.
big
Right.
nose.
Right. So.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay,
It's
okay.
not a fake nose.
Damn. Okay.
But so who do you think is your favorite character so far?
Oh, great question. Great question. This is probably gonna sound weird because we haven't seen much of.
Thanks.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, I was gonna say Shanks, you
Okay.
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually gonna say Shanks. Only because like my ideals as well in like friendships and I guess remaining calm, but fighting for what you believe in and fighting for your people, that like, stuff like that is good as well. And the fact
Damn, all of that.
like he, I think he gave Luffy a really good lesson, like when obviously the mountain, what are they called?
Mountain bandits.
Yeah, when they came into the bar, done all that, and also he was like cleaning up and tidying up and stuff. Like
Yeah.
that's obviously, I guess it's a sign of
Yeah.
weakness to some, but.
Yeah.
It's like he shows that he cares for his community too and for his people.
Not
But
really.
no, not really.
No, it's like,
To me,
okay,
isn't it?
fair
Yeah.
enough. But he's like saying, I don't care if people spit on me. I don't care if something else, like, those things that are little that you have
Yeah,
to
because you
care
have to have a
about.
big character to be able to do that. Not everyone can. Because I feel like it's easier to react in a bad way,
Yeah.
especially for me, because I'm a hothead. And it's like, and he kind of reminds me of Jesus. In a sense, it's like, you know when Jesus in the Bible
What?
says, like, turn the other cheek?
Okay, fair
Yeah.
enough. Fair enough. I'm like, where are you going with this?
Turn
Okay.
the other cheek when you get
What?
slapped. Yeah, because that's essentially what
Thought he
happened,
was
yeah.
gonna say it because he's got long hair.
Oh, no. I'm goofy, but I'm not that
Yeah.
goofy. But
Okay, fair enough. And also, do you remember in the Luffy's flashback?
yes.
Luffy's different, isn't it?
In
As
terms
a
of,
child.
yeah, of course,
As a child,
yeah.
like, he's definitely, even though he's still goofy,
Yeah.
he's definitely
Matured.
matured a
Yeah,
bit.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
Like he's very I think as a child obviously he hasn't controlled his emotions. He's
yeah,
just all
very
over the place,
emotional.
just crying, just acting
Jesus.
out of
Yeah.
without thinking. Whereas like now he's more calculated and like he knows
Not
me.
calculated, definitely not, because he's dumb. He's
I mean compared to his like
like
little character, smaller character, yes, I feel like he is a bit
yeah.
calculated in a way. No, he is because even to get Zoro to join his team,
All
yeah,
right,
like that's what I mean, those little aspects,
yeah,
yeah.
right. He does do that,
Yeah.
like, he knows what people need.
Yeah. He's a people, wait, people's person,
Person,
yeah, people's
yeah,
person,
right.
yeah.
And so
Though I think of a scene that was a bit funny is when Captain Morgan was trying to get his statue up
yeah,
and then Luffy obviously held up to the top and then
right.
he broke half of it. But it's not even that, it's like when he got to the top. He grabbed Captain Morgan's son, even though like Captain Morgan was obviously furious because the
Yeah,
statue's broken off,
right.
and then he just grabbed the son and ran off with him without
Yeah,
thinking of the consequences and
and
stuff
he's
as well.
strong. That's
Yeah.
he's
Yeah,
very
exactly.
strong.
Yeah, it's like no fear. He's got no fear in it,
No.
Luffy, yeah. Who's
And
your favorite character? Can you answer that? Because you've seen so much.
so far, it'll definitely be Zoro.
Why? He's literally sleeping. He slept for like 4 out of 4 episodes, he was sleeping.
Okay, fair enough.
Literally.
Yeah, maybe Luffy
And he was
then.
tied up the first. So
Luffy
we haven't
then.
really seen Zoro's favorite
I
wear.
think
Wait, what has Zoro done?
looking in the future.
What has he
He
done?
defeated Cavendish, defeated Morgan.
He couldn't even save Luffy from the bird. He, he's got
How can
he's
he?
got three swords, like throw one throw one in the sky and get him. And lost him. Yeah.
Yeah, and he beat up the buggy's men. Beat up them up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but he didn't really. And then, like, what he slept because he was
Yeah.
injured.
Yeah.
But even allowing a clown to stab you is crazy,
What
bro.
do you
He literally got stabbed by a clown. That's crazy.
with the chop chop
Yeah, but it's like,
fruit?
if you're going to be the greatest swordman ever, how do you slice up someone and then you land face like with your face away from them? It's like, I've done
Yeah,
my
because
job.
he's
Turn
cool.
around, like
He's
what?
cool, that's why. He's
Yeah,
cool.
I know, but his coolness that they're trying to, display is
Yeah.
like what makes him have weaknesses, and that's what I
Right.
don't like.
Everyone has weaknesses.
It's true, but for Zoro with three swords and one in his mouth, come on, like he shouldn't have got
You're
stabbed
obsessed
at
with
all.
this. You're obsessed with this one in the mouth. Like,
Yeah. Cause that's the one that should have been like deflecting the backstab, like just turn your head in it. But anyways,
fair
yeah.
enough. And so, should we close it out?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like hesitant into getting into it
Mm.
because obviously they're not long episodes,
Yeah.
but for the portion of what we have to watch to in order to us to discuss this,
Yeah.
it just seemed like really long.
Yeah.
That's me being honest, but. Now that we've done it,
Mm.
and also great questions by the way for a newbie. Like I was able to obviously answer, and I'm actually into it. I
Yeah.
don't know if you can tell, but I'm
Yeah,
actually into it.
definitely.
Yeah, I'm actually into it,
Definitely.
and I'll definitely. So wait, hold on. With what we're going to watch going forward
Yeah.
progressively, I'm not sure how much you want to speak on it.
Mm.
How many episodes is that compared to like obviously what you've watched over the years? Not that it matters,
Obviously,
but I just wanted to know.
it's not gonna, we're not gonna watch, we'll watch everything that's important
Okay.
and skip everything else.
Okay.
So don't be scared.
No, I'm cool now. I think it's you
Yeah,
know, yeah.
you've
It's
got this first part down,
yeah.
so let's keep moving. you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You okay?
I'm more than okay, yeah. I got more into it more when the action started happening, whereas like the first few episodes
were boring.
Yeah, not even boring, but it probably took me a while to get into it.
Right.
Yeah. So, and also the stigma of like it having so many episodes, and I was like, wait, why is the live action Jesus. Only got?
You need to get rid of this so many episodes. You're not gonna watch all of them.
Yeah. No.
We'll be back soon.
Yeah. Take care.